Deep calls unto deep. Joy calls unto joy. Light calls unto light. Let the kindling of these flames rekindle in us the inner light of love, of peace, of hope. And as one flame lights another, nor grows the less, let us pledge ourselves to be bearers of the light, wherever we find ourselves in life's turning cycle. So good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Essex Church, where this community of Kensington Unitarians meets each week. Welcome to our winter solstice celebration, for we meet just after the shortest day of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. When the weather outside is cold and damp and the days are short and the nights are long, it feels particularly appropriate to, I think anyway, to get together with other people in a spiritual community like this, to turn aside from the material world for a while, to tend to deeper matters, to recognize an inner world that moves to a different rhythm. So I invite you to use this next hour, if you wish, to consider what would make this midwinter a time of nourishment for you, a time in which your spirit gives and receives that which can strengthen you in times of darkness, that which will soften your heart. And may the stresses and the strains of our everyday lives drop away now and leave us free to explore deeper mysteries, deeper truths. Now, not many people would know the answer to this question if it appeared in a pub quiz. In which town was the first blue plaque erected in memory of a witch and placed on a council property? That means nobody can remember the service I did about this a few years ago. That's excellent. I must repeat them more often. Well, if you look at our first carol today, which is on that lovely orange-coloured sheet, you'll see that Doreen Valiant wrote these alternative pagan words to the traditional carol, The Holly and the Ivy. In 2013, Brighton and Hove Council placed a blue plaque on the block of flats in which Doreen lived. So let's sing with gusto for her and for small steps in reclaiming pagan traditions. The Holly and the Ivy.
Oh,
Nadia, our children's leader, is having a well-deserved rest for this Sunday and next. And there are some colouring sheets if any of you want to do some colouring during this service. And included in those colouring sheets are some pictures of the dear mother. Dear spelled D-E-E-R. So across the northern lands, from Scotland, arcing across Scandinavia to the far Siberian uplands, you can still find stories, ancient stories, of the deer mother, the female reindeer that was said to pull the sled carrying the sun goddess on the night of the winter solstice. In some old carvings, the reindeer is shown with the sun held high in her antlers, for it was she, the deer mother, who was charged with the task of ensuring that the sun would rise once more after the longest night, when humans might have feared that the dark might never end. And to this day, you perhaps know that the Sami people of the northern lands depend upon their herds of reindeer to meet their needs. They travel as nomads to ensure that the reindeer find the food they need to survive the long, dark winters. And it is only the female reindeer that keep their antlers through the winter. And it's the female reindeer that lead the herds and are revered to this day by the Sami people as the providers of milk and meat and fine furs for clothing, as well as a means of transport across the snowy wastes. The deer mother was a spiritual figure associated with fertility, motherhood, regeneration, and the rebirth of the sun. And her antlers adorned shrines and altars. They were buried in ceremonial graves, and they were worn as shamanic headdresses. Her image can be seen to this day, etched in standing stones and woven into ceremonial cloth and clothing, cast in jewellery, painted on drums and tattooed onto skin. So when you next see one of those Christmas card pictures of Father Christmas on his sleigh pulled by reindeer, you'll perhaps remember the reindeer mother whose job it was each year to pull the sun goddess's sled and with her antlers carry the sun back into the sky so light would return to the earth. Father Christmas, just a newcomer. And we've got a lovely quiet hymn to sing next. It's in the purple book, Dark of Winter, Soft and Still. I often forget to say, do feel free to sit, stand or do whatever. Not everybody wants to stand up and sing, so suit yourselves with this. Let's sing together now though, hymn number 27.
Thank you. coffee going on today, isn't it? When your eyes are tired, the world is tired also. When your vision has gone, no part of the world can find you. Time to go into the dark, where the night has eyes to recognize its own. There you can be sure you are not beyond love. The dark will be your womb tonight. The night will give you a horizon further than you can see. You must learn one thing. The world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds, except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn anyone or anything that does not bring you alive is too small for you.
So let's join now in a time of reflection and prayer. As I call on the spirit of life and love to be with us now, and to bless all that we say and do together this day. Let us think of people for whom winter is not easy. Those who are struggling with homelessness, living on our streets. Those who do not have the money to provide what they would like to give to their loved ones. People who are suffering through illness or bereavement. They for whom a festive time can seem so very empty. Let us think of love for all those who are alone and experience that as loneliness. And may we be aware of the lonely places within each of us that perhaps through understanding our own needs, we can find a way to reach out to others. And we know that in our wider world, so many are caught in conflict or poverty, affected by injustice or tyranny. Let us pray for the easing of suffering and seek guidance that we might do what we can to help our fellow beings along life's pathway, ever aware that by a simple turn of fate, their experiences could so easily be our own. In a moment of stillness now, I invite you to send your thoughts, your prayers to places that you know to be in need this day. And may each of us find in our heart this day a space for Gratitude. Gratitude for the gifts of life that we have. Ever aware that we will be of the challenges we face. And I give thanks for the gift that is you and the gift that is our community. We are fortunate indeed. Amen.
The Shortest Day by Susan Cooper. So the shortest day came and the year died, and everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world came people, dancing, singing, to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. When the new day's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, revelling. Through all across the centuries, you can hear them echoing behind us. Listen, all the long echoes sing the same delight, this shortest day and longest night. As promise awakens in the sleeping land, they feast, carol, give thanks, and dearly love their friends, and hope for peace. And so do we, here, now, this year and every year. Welcome Yule. There will now be a short guided meditation which will finish with the sound of our Tibetan bell.
So you might like to sit up straight. Put down any books, Mary. And gently soften and lower your gaze, or close your eyes if you feel comfortable. And try to be aware that you're sitting on your sitting bones in your bottom, and sitting upright. So it's a posture of dignity, and a posture that encourages alertness and awareness. So be aware that you are inhabiting all of your body, not just your head and your shoulders. So soften and relax the eyes and the muscles around the eyes. Soften and relax the face. Let the shoulders sink down away from the ears. And take your attention inside your shoulders and soften and relax them from the inside out. The arms are heavy. Hands soft in the lap, fingers curling up slightly. Relax the belly. Don't hold it in. Feel the weight of the body pressing down into the sitting bones, into the chair. Soften and relax the legs. And the feet. Feet heavy against the floor, spreading out into your shoes. So just feel the connection between your feet and the earth. And you might like to imagine that there are roots coming down out of the bottom of your feet, going deep down into the earth. And as you inhale, you can draw up that strong, dark, powerful energy of the earth. So inhale, draw it up through the roots, up into your legs, up into your body. And as you exhale, allow it to sink down into your belly. So inhale, breathing up the energy from the earth into your body. Exhale, sink it down into the belly. And again, inhale, draw up the energy of the earth, up into your body. Exhale, it sinks down into the body. So feeling the feet on the floor, the bottom on the seat, hands in the lap, maybe your back on the back of the chair. whole body awareness. Just hold that in your attention for a minute or so until the sound of the gong to end the meditation.
Thank you, David. I do believe, are now going to perhaps stay seated for this carol. And it's in the bleak midwinter, and it's on this orange sheet.
Thank you.
I must have known that we were going to have a real live baby to admire over coffee later on, because these thoughts of mine on the wheel forever turning are extremely brief, even by my standards. And Juliet's already stolen my first bit, but it wasn't your fault, Juliet. I was going to ask, did you see the moon last night? It is a good idea. For those of you who did not see the moon last night, it was one of those winter full moons with a halo of watery light round it, hanging low in the sky, marking this time of the winter solstice when the time of darkest is at its longest here in the northern lands, when the sun at its zenith is at its lowest point in the sky. Solstice, as you perhaps know, comes from a Latin word meaning the sun standing still. Now, we're not such keen observers, most of us, of the position of the sun and the moon and the stars, are we? Most of us, certainly not compared with our ancestors who had no street lights to dim that night sky. But, you know, several people this week have mentioned to me that the sun has come through a window in their home at a different angle. It's lighting up a different part of the room. And one friend knows that we're in midwinter when the sun doesn't reach her garden at all. It's too low in the sky to shine over the neighbours' fences. So we're in the dark times of the year now. And we know, don't we, that this is a time that can be difficult for people who are affected by light or the lack of it. We have to remind ourselves, don't we, that we need the dark times along with the light. We need the dark times for birth, for growth, for life itself. And winter perhaps then can be a time for inner journeying, for reflection, for resting, for pondering. That lovely word that seems to fit this season. And when we find the dark too much to bear, well, hopefully we can help one another to bring light into our homes, into our lives, through really simple acts. Planting some bulbs, maybe, or buying flowers, putting up Christmas decorations, making something tasty to eat. We don't tell the old stories now of the mother deer, the greatest of all reindeer, carrying the sun in her antlers to ensure that spring would come round again. But perhaps we can find some cheer in the thought that that great wheel of existence is forever turning, and it's mirrored for us in the north by our changing seasons. It reminds us that actually nothing in life stays the same, that don't we sometimes yearn that it would. I leave you with words from the Tao Te Ching. If you realize that all things change, there is nothing that you will try to hold on to. It's a challenge. Amen. So if we go back now to our orange sheet again, we have an extra cheery carol, decking the hall with boughs of holly. decided not to be entirely Christmassy in this service, and I particularly like the tune of this one. It's number 32, and it's called Earth Was Given as a Garden. And when we're celebrating the earth that gives us life, it just felt a really appropriate song to sing with one another. So let's, hymn number 32, Earth Was Given as a Garden. Blessings upon your hope for your today. Blessings upon your healing of your yesterdays. Blessings upon your continued dreams for your future. Blessings upon the loved ones you have today. Blessings upon your ancestors who made the way. Blessings upon you and yours for the next seven generations, so that your light continues to shine in the darkness, so that you may show us the beauty within your soul, so that our world may be made brighter because you are. May you be kept warm in the arms of love. May your harvest grant you a season of rest and renewal. May the return of the light remind you of the goodness that is waiting to be born. Amen. Go well, and blessed be. Thank you very much, Sandra, and thank you, musician.